This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on April 28, 2016. Should you have questions if they're listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The first item on the agenda today is Draft Advisory Opinion 2016-02, which has been submitted by Enable Midstream Services. We have Meredith Lesher representing Enable. And do we also have Brian Alford on the phone?
We should, yes, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Good morning to the both of you.
Good morning.
And Mr. Buckley is, Tony Buckley from the Office of General Counsel is here to give us a presentation, and good morning to you, and when you're ready,
please
proceed.
Good morning, Chairman Peterson. Good morning, Commissioners. This request was initially discussed at the April 14 open session. Since that meeting, the Commission has received additional information from the requester. A new draft in response to the request, Agenda Document 16-17B, containing Draft B, has been prepared. Draft B concludes that Enable's SSF will not be affiliated with the CenterPoint Energy's SSF or OGE Energy's SSF. The Commission received no comments on Draft B. Thank you, and I'll be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you very much for that presentation. Do we have any questions of for our counsel, for counsel for Enable, or comments generally? I would then just first ask Ms. Lesher and Mr. Alford, if you had a chance to review Draft B and to see if you had any comments on that draft.
We have, and thank you for the commissioners and the commission staff for preparing the draft. We feel like it much more accurately reflects the relationship between OGE and Enable in terms of the seconded employees.
And Mr. Alford, is there any comment that you would like to add?
No, Mr. Chairman, I would just concur with Meredith's comments.
Is there anything further? Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm just want to state that I am not going to be able to support Draft B, and indeed, were it to be put to a vote, and I'm not sure it will, I would not support Draft A either. I don't think there's anything wrong with the way these organizations are set up, but I do think that they are fairly well entangled with each other, and too much so to have separate SSFs.
Commissioner Ravel.
And I have a somewhat different perspective. I also wouldn't support Draft B as it's written because I'm concerned about the relationship with, I guess it's, I can't keep these straight, the relationship with OGE as opposed to CenterPoint. I have no concerns whatsoever. I don't think those two are affiliated, and so it in that respect, I agree with the view in Draft B, but I'm concerned about the tenuousness of the length of time that those 164 employees might still continue to be employed by the agencies. And so because of that, I wouldn't feel comfortable in saying that they're not affiliated at this time. If there were a specific date that we had that was coming up soon, that would be different, but it's a lot of employees, and it seems that that relationship is continuing. So if there is some possibility that we could at least do a hybrid vote first, I'd be happy to support it with regard to OGE.
Okay. Let me just add that
CenterPoint.
Oh yeah.
Excuse me.
I when the time comes to support motions, I'll be supporting Draft B. As I was looking at this, looking to see if there's any meaningful ongoing relationship, and in the draft that says that there is affiliation, which is Draft A, even that one notes that there is no controlling interest that OGE Energy has in Enable. The governance, they mentioned that that's a factor, but it's not a heavily weighted factor because they don't have a kind of a majority governing interest over this organization. The hiring authority, as it said, Enable has its own discretion to retain or to let these seconded employees go at their will. And there's also no provision of funding or providing of goods. And so when I look at that and see that Enable reimburses OGE Energy for any salary payments that are made and for any benefit costs, the fact that 70% of the, I believe it's 164 employees that are the ones that issue are retirement eligible, and it's anticipated that within a year or shortly thereafter, those employees are likely to almost all will have likely retired, and that this really is just kind of a paperwork issue where these long-term employees of OGE Energy, who were then seconded to Enable LLC, are seeking to maintain their vested pension and benefits. Like I said, it is a paperwork arrangement where a payment is made by Enable that is reimbursed by, excuse me, the payment, the salary and benefits that are paid by OGE Energy are reimbursed by Enable. All of these working together, I think that the sort of affiliation that we're concerned about is where you have organizations that are so closely aligned, where you have an individual or a group of individuals that run a number of companies or organizations that fall under the same umbrella, where we have these affiliation rules to ensure that the integrity of the contribution limits are maintained so that they can't set up connected PACs for each one of these organizations and then be able to give $5,000 from each of these to a candidate or candidates committee. In this case, as I really look at it, I am hard-pressed to think of how this arrangement could lead to the potential busting of the contribution limits. To the extent that there's a relationship, it is not an ongoing one in the sense that OGE Energy does not, kind of as a matter of course, provide employees to Enable. As I mentioned, there are unique circumstances which give rise to this situation, and those unique circumstances will soon expire in the very near future. And so when we step back and look at what purpose the affiliation rules are designed to serve, the arrangement that has been presented here by the requester, I just don't see how this would in any way undermine the integrity of the contribution limits that I believe animate the affiliation rules. So I think that that the analysis in draft B hits it on the head. And so when the motion, the appropriate motion is made, I will support draft B. Are there any further questions or comments? Mr. Vice Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I also, this is a really close one for me, so I've gone back and forth, to be honest with you, a number of times. Certainly I go for a bifurcated motion. But in looking at it, from the information you provided, and thank you very much for that, it shows that we have 35 senior managers on the list, 26 supervisors, 9 managers, 6 senior directors, and 7 directors, 32% of which are seem to be of a managerial level. So it's not just people who will not have meaningful governance and supervision on the operation for a period of time. I think the thing that turns me toward going for a non-affiliation is the fact that we're being told that you're going to be out of business in terms of those employees by 2017, which if that's the case, there's a little bit of a de minimis issue in terms of how I view it. But I also wonder is if there's a big hurry at this point to not wait 18 months and then just come back and find no problem here. So that's one of the things that's on my mind. And also I see that there's voting parity, but there's not necessarily economic parity, because I think OGC energy is 60% and the center point is 40, which sometimes really drives the governments more than the voting. The voting sometimes follows the money. And so I'm not convinced that that absolute parity exists just because of voting. For those reasons, I'm going to stick with draft A.
Are there any further questions or comments? Now, from what I heard, there would be support for the portions of draft B relating to center point. Now, we don't have those neatly divided into, you know, into separate questions, but I would just turn to council and just if there were a motion that was more or less that we approve the portions of draft B pertaining to the non-affiliation between CenterPoint PAC and Enable, would that be sufficient guidance so that whatever resulting advisor opinion, whatever could garner four votes, we'd be able to put that together fairly easily?
Yes.
Okay.
And I just want to clarify, in the analysis section, we can do that easily. In the facts section, the two companies are somewhat intertwined, so we would generally, in this situation, keep the facts section as is unless otherwise directed, and then the analysis we would bifurcate as the votes dictated.
Okay. Yes. So I think what we're going to do is Commissioner Hunter will make a motion with respect to draft B in totality, and if that fails, then we'll have a follow-up motion with respect to the elements of the opinion that deal with center point. Commissioner Hunter.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move approval of agenda document number 16-17-B, which is draft B of the Enable advisory opinion.
Is there any discussion on that motion? If none, all those in favor indicate by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
No.
Madam Secretary, that vote motion fails by a vote of 3-3 with Commissioners Goodman, Hunter, and myself in favor, and Commissioners Ravel, Weintraub, and the Vice Chairman opposed. Commissioner Hunter, do we have a further motion? Yes, Commissioner Ravel.
One thought on whoever does the next motion would be fine. Perhaps we could also ask OGC to incorporate some of the factual information that was contained in B, draft B, which I thought was really helpful in the mixed, the next one,
okay.
The one that I'm going to support.
So if we were to make a motion with respect to draft B, but those portions, I'd assume that the motion would be that we would incorporate the factual background and then the portions of the analysis that pertain to the non-affiliation between CenterPoint and Enable.
Thank you.
Commissioner Hunter.
Thank you. I move approval of the factual portion of agenda document number 16-17-B, and in addition to that, the portions of draft B in the analysis section that pertain to CenterPoint Energy Incorporated, PAC. Okay. Is that right?
Is that adequate, or? Okay, is that good? Madam Secretary, do you understand the motion?
Yes, thank you.
All right. Is there any further discussion on that motion? If none, all those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
And those opposed?
No.
Madam Secretary, that motion passes by a vote of 5-1 with Commissioners Goodman, Hunter, Ravel, and the Vice Chairman and myself in favor, and Commissioner Weintraub opposed. Thank you, Mr. Alford and Ms. Lesher, for your request.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Was there going to be? We were under the impression there was going to be a vote on the remainder of draft B.
Well, we did the...
Didn't that fail 3-3?
We did the motion on draft B in total, and then when that failed, then we just did the narrower motion with respect to the parts that I think we could...
agree on.
Yeah, where we got the five votes. Is that...
Okay, I apologize.
Okay, not a problem.
Do we need to formally direct you to advise them that we could not answer that second part?
I think it's sort of...
covered within everything that was done.
All right.